بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهدي الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمد عبده ورسوله أما بعد فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ولا تقربوا الزنا إنه كان فاحشة وساء سبيلا وقال الله تعالى أيضا بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل للمؤمنين يغضوا من أبصارهم ويحفظوا فروجهم ذلك أزكى لهم إن الله خبير بما يصنعون والله أخرجكم من بطون أمهاتكم لا تعلمون شيئا وجعل لكم السمع والأبصار والأفئدة قليلا ما تشكرون وفي الحديث عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم سبعة يظلهم الله في ظله يوم لا ظل إلا ظله وفي هذا الحديث قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم ورجل دعته امرأة ورجل دعته امرأة ذات منصب وجمال فقال إني أخاف الله أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. Respected ulama ikram brothers that have come to the masjid solely for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Firstly, we need to make our niyyah correct, inshallah. Let us ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from the very onset, as was the dua of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, Rabbana taqabbal minna, Allah accept from us. After building the Kaaba Sharif, such a great and honorable occasion, Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, which means Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam, makes the dua for qubuliyat, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala must accept. So I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala firstly grant me the tawfiq and grant each one of us the tawfiq and the ability, whatever little will be given here. I'm not in the capacity as senior ulama or anything, but I hope that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will accept, inshallah. In an era, in a time of technological advancement, we find that sadly, spiritually, people are retrogressing. And we find that there is a need to make islah, as was said yesterday by our honorable Sheikh Hazrat Mawlana Abdul Hamid Sahib, Damat Barakatum, that it is fardh ain for a person to make reformation. It is not fardh kifaya, where if one person does it, then everybody is absolved. No, this is a fardh ain. It means that a person has to do it for his own personal self. Every person has to make islah. They have to make some kind of rectification. That is why we come to these majalis and we sit in the company of our honorable shuyukh and mashayikh so that we can take benefit from them and we can find out our spiritual illnesses and our sicknesses that we have diagnosed, it can be diagnosed and we can get some kind of solution. Among the many sins that has consumed us, one of the most common sicknesses and diseases which plagues the young and the old, male and female, is with regards to the sin of the eyes, lustful glances. And this example is like the example of a spider web. We know when a spider spins a web, then it will sit one side in one corner and then it will wait for its prey to come. And it will stalk its prey, and as soon as it gets entrapped into it, however it allures or however it attracts the prey, as it gets into it, it becomes very, very difficult for that insect, etc., to escape it. Similarly, our guna, when it gets hold of us, any type of guna, whatever it may be, especially the sins of the eyes, and looking at, with anything that is haram and wrong, etc., then it becomes our life becomes more difficult. We become restless. A person goes through anxiety. He goes through many kind of problems in his life. And sometimes it also leads a person to suicide. Because a person, na'udhu billah, he becomes despondent in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whereas Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy is so great. Our deen, from the very onset, it eradicates and it solves and it absorbs all our problems. It takes the roots of the problems. It solves our root of the problems. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَا تَقْرَبُوا الزِّنَا, do not go near zina. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't say, do not commit zina. Do not go near zina. Because why? It is إِنَّهُ كَانَ فَاحِشَ. It is indecent. وَسَاءَ سَبِيلًا. And it is an evil way. And when a person gets entrapped in zina, then it becomes very difficult to get out of the problems. Not to say that there isn't solutions. Yes, we are insan, we will make mistakes. That is why we commonly make the dua, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala teaches, رَبَّنَا لَا تُعَاخِذْنَا إِنَّ سِيْنَا وَخْطَأْنَا. Oh Allah, do not take us to task if we forget or we err. So it's pretty much intrinsic to human nature that a person will fall sometimes, he will fall into the gutters, but he needs to get out. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us to not go near zina. As opposed to the Western world and the Western way of thinking, and the filthy, dirty way of thinking is that they would advocate doing haram and wrong, and then when a person is in a problem, now they want to get the person out of the problem. It's like, you know, a common problem with lustful glances as well is in the corporate environment, women will go out to work, and then people will commonly ask the question, but what's wrong with it? What is right with going to work out in the environment? It's not wajib for the woman to be bringing income into the house. Rather, it's wajib on the man as the breadwinner that he should bring the income into the house. And there is barakah in that. The woman will see to the household chores. She will see to the children, and in that there will be barakah. So the Western world, the example of this is they will say that, well, I've got a degree. I have a degree, I studied in a university, and so this degree of mine cannot go to waste, so I need to utilize this degree. Now this example is foolish and it's silly, because it's like the example of a person trying to jump off a building, and then we ask him, why are you jumping off the building? He says, no, because I want to get hurt. So you ask him, why do you want to get hurt? I want to get hurt because there's some ointment. If I don't utilize this ointment, then it's going to expire. So this is the way of thinking when a person doesn't think in the lines of Sharia. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the ability to always ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to show us that which is correct is correct. That is why it's so important that we make certain du'as. Allahumma arina al-haqqa haqqa warzuqna tiba'a wa arina al-batila batila warzuqna tinaba. And it's constantly we should be making du'as that Allah keep our iman qa'im, keep it safe. Rabbana la tuzigh qulubana, oh Allah, do not deviate our hearts ba'da idh hadaytana, after you have guided us. From the among many things of the zina of the eyes, we find commonly the social platforms, the social media platforms, there is no thing like haya and modesty. It doesn't exist. A person does anything and everything over the internet. Some people will abuse it. Not to say that it can be used, it shouldn't be abused. But a person goes on to sites that he's not supposed to go on to, and then lands himself into cyberbullying, etc. And a person now feels now he's cornered, he doesn't know how to get out of it. And because of the embarrassment, he now wants to commit suicide, etc. So the hadith of Rasulullah says something like, إِذَا فَاتَكَ الْحَيَا فَفْعَلْ مَا شِئْتَ. That when you lack modesty, then do as you please. It's like a person telling somebody, commonly we will tell our children, when a child doesn't want to listen, then you tell the child, I'm warning you. Maybe the third, fourth time a parent will tell the child, you know, I've warned you so much, now do whatever you want to. Do whatever you want to. And this is it's a sound warning. It's a warning from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We should take heed of it, because whatever Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, wama atakum ar-rasul fakhudhuh, whatever Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam gives you, take it. Wama nahakum anhu fantahu, whatever Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam prohibits us from, we should keep away from it. We shouldn't delve into those kind of things. So our deen, from the very onset, it teaches us eradicate the problem. Don't go near zina. Don't go near zina. Don't burn your fingers. Don't get involved in it. The TV and the filth and the haram and whatever comes onto it. And many a times you'll find families will sit together and they are watching haram. There's no haya, there's no modesty whatsoever. For the Western world and the non-Muslim, they don't even have haya, modesty. All these kind of things, that they don't even know what it is. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the ability to keep away from it. And even worse, sometimes a person is watching this filth and then they've got the frames in the very room where the TV is. Na'udhu billah. And the ayat are there, وَلَا تَقْرَبُ الزِّنَا, and you have the frame of Allah, a frame which has Allah on it, a frame which has Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's name on it, and then we have frames which have the entire Quran on it, and we have the TV and the music and the haram and the wrong, and the zina is taking place. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us from it, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revive our hearts to understand that this is false and haram and wrong. Many a times we heard that there are cartoons that come on this TV programs, etc. And these cartoons, when you commonly ask people and you tell people, don't avoid letting your children get into haram and wrong. Because it's our duty when we see something which is wrong. مَنْ رَأَى مِنْكُمْ مُنْكَرًا فَلْيُغَيِّرُ بِيَدِهِ. That person who sees an evil, then he should change it by means of his hand. فإن لم يستطع فبلسانه. If he's unable to do so, then he should change it by means of his tongue. فإن لم يستطع فبقلبه. If he's unable to do that also, then let him change it by means of his heart. وذلك أضعف الإيمان. At least feel hurt in your heart that this is haram and wrong. Have we become so immune to the haram and the wrong that today we see haram and wrong taking place and we don't even muster the courage to speak out against it? No, we should speak out against it. We should not keep silent about things which are haram and wrong. For a person to walk in the street, not even dressed correctly, immodestly, then people will clap hands. And if a person performs his salah, then he feels embarrassed that I should perform salah. Why should we feel embarrassed for something which is correct? Why should I feel embarrassed for getting closer to my Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? May Allah grant us the recognition. These cartoons contain such filth, such haram, and such wrong, that sometimes 4 and 5 year old children are exposed to such filth. They see these things. It might not be said, but what they are watching is already giving a hint to them, go in this direction. And it has an effect on the brain. So this child then starts seeing and emulating whatever he sees on TV. And then when we have a problem in society, and unfortunately Allah save us from it, where people want to get married to the same sex, Na'udhu billah, Allah save us from this type of haram and wrong. And we have children, that is why we should constantly make the dua. One day a person came to me a few months ago, and he came with about 5 pages of dua. And I just read through it, and I said, what duas are this? So he says, you know, Mawlana, these are duas for children. So I said, I don't even have that. I don't even make proper dua. You're telling me to make 5 pages dua just for children. So I said, our Quran is so beautiful. I looked at all the du'as and I said, one du'a encapsulates everything. رَبْنَا هَبْلَنَا مِنْ أَزْوَاجِنَا وَذُرِّيَّاتِنَا قُرَّةَ أَعْيُنٍ وَاجْعَلْنَا لِلْمُتَّقِينَ إِمَامًا. Allahu Akbar. Our deen is so beautiful. What does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speak about عباد الرحمن؟ وعباد الرحمن الذين يمشون على الأرض هونا وإذا خاطبهم الجاهلون قالوا سلاما. This ayah can be found in Jude 19, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the ibad al-Rahman are those وَلَا يَزْنُونَ, they don't commit zina. وَمَنْ يَفْعَلْ ذَلِكَ يَلْقَ أَثَامًا يُضَاعَفْ لَوْ الْعَذَابُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ وَيَخْلُدْ فِيهِ مُهَانًا. Those people that commit zina, what will happen? I'm not going to go into the tafsir of what Ma'riful Quran Mufti Shafi rahmatullah alayhi has written. I'm just going to go into this part. But if a person makes dua, a person makes tawbah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, first, there are two aspects. One is a person brings iman and then he makes tawbah and he does amal saliha. Then فَأُولَٰئِكَ يُبَدِّلُ اللَّهُ سَيَّاتِ الْحَسَنَاتِ. Allah will change their bad into good. Allahu Akbar. How kind and merciful Allah is. إِلَّا مَنْ تَابَ وَآمَنَ وَعَمِلَ عَمَلًا صَالِحًا فَأُولَٰئِكَ يُبَدِّلُ اللَّهُ سَيَّاتِ الْحَسَنَاتِ وَكَانَ اللَّهُ غَفُورًا رَحِيمًا وَمَنْ تَابَ وَعَمِلَ صَالِحًا فَإِنَّهُ يَتُوبُ إِلَى اللَّهِ مَتَابًا. Allahu Akbar. So we should make tawbah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The haram and the wrong that we have transgressed in our life, how long will we continue doing that haram and wrong? How long will we allow this type of haram and wrong to go? I was just listening to a clip of Mawlana Yunus rahmatullah alayh, Mawlana Yunus Patel sahab rahmatullah alayh, and in it he mentioned something very, very pertinent. He says, when a tree, Jalaluddin Rumi rahmatullah alayhi has mentioned this, that when a tree is young, and if it's left, and if it's a thorn bush or whatever it is, and it's allowed to grow, and it's not seen to, and it's not cut out, then that the roots will go right down, it will start uprooting everything which is around it. So similarly, when a child is young, and when we have haram and wrong in it, we should eradicate these problems. We should go to the mashayikh. We should get rid of these type of problems, because it becomes very difficult to change it once we get older. It becomes very difficult to leave evil habits. And we find that we see our children doing this type of haram and wrong. And many a times we will say, it's okay, it's just an innocent cartoon. It's not an innocent cartoon. These things have an effect on our iman. The type of programs that they show on, they call it soaps. I think we need soap actually to wash it out of our life. Soaps that they appear, many a times these soaps that come on, such filthy, evil plot, that if you have to normally tell a normal person, even if you have to tell a non-Muslim person, and you have to tell them that, you know, what do you think if a man, na'udhu billah, has a relationship with his mother, na'udhu billah, it said, I don't wish to use this example, then we will say that it is so filthy, and rightfully so, we will say it's so sick, it's disgusting. How can a person ever tolerate something like that? Yet, our women folk are watching these kind of things on TV. Before Maghrib, Maghrib time, they put these soaps on, and then we say, why are we going in the wrong direction? Why is the adab of Allah coming? Why are all these type of waba and all kind of difficulties coming our way? It's because of our own haram and our own wrong. We all need to change it without exception. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us from this. Illicit relationship. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said in a hadith, something to the effect, La'anallahu al-nazira wal-mandur ilayh, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala curses the one that looks and the one that is looked at. Now, people address immodestly, if a women folk address immodestly, and a man is looking at a woman, and a woman is looking at a man, also that the injunction is also for a woman. After Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, قُلْ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ يَغُضُّوا مِنْ أَبْصَارِهِمْ وَيَحْفَدُوا فُرُجَهُمْ, say to the believing men that they should lower their gazes. وَيَحْفَدُوا فُرُجَهُمْ, they should protect their private parts. After this ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addresses the women, وَقُلْ لِلْمُؤْمِنَاتِ يَغْضُدْنَ مِنْ أَبْصَارِهِنَّ, tell the believing women that they should lower their gazes. وَيَحْفَضْنَ فُرُوجَهُنَّ, and they should protect their private parts. And now, unfortunately, this has become like a pandemic, where it's so common in the world, and we become so immune to the haram and the wrong, that we don't even feel it anything wrong. A while ago, then, when they had this, unfortunately, when they had this Valentine's Day, and people say, but there's nothing wrong with it. There's nothing right with it. Look at the filth and the haram that comes out from there. Firstly, مَنْ تَشَبَّهَ بِقَوْمٍ فَهُوَ مِنْهُمْ, that person who emulates and follows a people is from among them. So now we're emulating their way of lifestyle. نَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ. And how stupid and how foolish it is, a person is giving a gift, he goes and he buys so much of things. It doesn't make sense. Logically, it doesn't make sense. Person buys so much of gifts, he buys 3,000-4,000 rand worth of gifts and he gives it to a certain woman, but he puts no name there. All gone to waste. There's one person, he might be a person that's sweeping the street, and he just looked at her and she said, oh, it must have come from him. How foolish. We waste our money and we waste everything, and then we land ourselves into problems and we want to know why. Commonly in the workplace as well, there was an incident that happened, and I'm sure there's many incidents that happened like this. A woman was traveling, and she started traveling with a rare mahram. She started traveling to workplace, and when she's going with him, her husband couldn't take her to the work, so she started going with him. And this happened to be this man's best friend. So he said, it's nothing, it's my best friend, he's like my brother. That's the problem today. We all say, it's like my brother, she's like my sister. It's not my brother, it's not my sister, it's looking for trouble, it's looking for trouble. So they started traveling together, and it wasn't long after that that this woman came back to her husband and she said, I want a divorce. So he said, why do you want it? So she said, I've fallen in love with this man, na'udzubillah, that I travel with every day. So this is the type of problems we will go through if we will not have some kind of ghibat in us. We will not look after our women folk, we will not look after our eyesight. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us from that. Imam Shafi rahmatullahi advised, the teaching is concerned as well. You know, we commonly look at problems and why sometimes as students also we have problems, why we can't memorize, etc. It's because of our haram and our wrong and looking at filth and haram and wrong. I met one Sudanese sheikh one day, and I saw his students were learning Quran Sharif very, very well. So I asked him, what is the recipe? How do your children learn Quran Sharif so well? So he just made for me like this. He just made ishara and he said, our children don't have this. They don't have this. Today, every second child's got a cell phone. For what they've got it, Allah alone knows. We're using it. We must using these things. These are taking us away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then we complain sometimes that there's jadu, there's sihr. These things are done because there's picture making taking place. This felt haram and wrong. People are not happy at your progress in life. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us from this. The hadith, and just to go through some of the solutions and embrace and effecting the change, the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on the authority of Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu, and Abi Huraira radiallahu anhu, qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, sab'atun yudhilluhum Allahu fi dhillihi yawma la dhilla illa dhilluh, 7 categories of people whom Allah will shelter on the day of Qiyamah, when there will be no shelter except the shelter which Allah will afford to his bondsmen. Imam Adil, a just ruler, washabun nasha fi ibadatillah, a youngster who remains engrossed in the ibadat of Allah, ورجلان تحابا في الله اجتمع عليه وتفرق عليه, two people who meet for the pleasure of Allah and they disperse for the pleasure of Allah, ورجل قلبه معلق بالمساجد, a man whose heart is attached to the masjid, and the point that I want to come to and the highlight of this, ورجل دعته امرأة ذات منصب وجمال فقال إني أخاف الله, a man who when a beautiful woman of high status a beautiful woman, she invites him to haram and wrong. Then he says, Inni al-khafullah, verily I fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahu Akbar. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make him among such people that we keep away, and Allah don't test us, because if Allah tests us, we're in trouble. We need to ask Allah, keep us away from the fault, haram and the wrong. And we found, in Hazrat Hafizullah was mentioning last night about Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam. When Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam started running, he made the effort to run towards the doors. And the doors were locked, and then the doors opened up. And under that point, we should also read a lot of Durood Sharif on Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, because Durood Sharif will unlock all our problems. There's a few things to mention just about Fudail bin Ayaz rahmatullahi alayhi. Fudail bin Ayaz rahmatullahi alayhi was a notorious highway robber, and he had this habit of looting and plundering and stealing from people. So one day he was having an affair, he was in an illicit relationship with a woman. So one day he decided to go to the certain village where there was this woman, and he decided at night that he would scale the wall, and he would secretly enter the house with the explicit intention of committing haram and wrong. As he went up the wall, he heard in a very melodious voice the ayat of the Quran being read, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم ألم يأنن الذين آمنوا أن تخشع قلوبهم لذكر الله وما نزل من الحق. This ayat, the meaning of which is, أَلَمْ يَأْنِنِ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا, has the time not come for those who have iman, أَنْ تَخْشَعَ قُلُوبُهُمْ لِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ, that their hearts become submissive, their hearts become soft to the reminders of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No sooner did he hear it, it had some effect on him. He got down the wall and he said, yes, the time has come. So he decided, I'm not doing this haram and this wrong, I'm moving away from here. He decided that let me spend the night now in some dilapidated house. He got into the house, and it so happened that there was a kafla, there was a caravan passing by. So they were also spending the night there. They were making mashwara, should we leave now, should we leave, to move? When should we leave later? So one of the brothers said, no, I think we should leave rather, let us rather leave at a different time, not tonight, because in this area, notorious Fudail bin Ayaz operates here, and he will loot and he will plunder from us. So Fudail bin Ayaz heard it now again, and he said, oh Allah, I've done some kind of introspection. Do I cause such taklif to the mu'mineen, to the believers? Oh Allah, I now make tawbah to you, Allah. And my tawbah is that I will now attach myself to the Kaabatullah. I will go to the Kaabatullah and I will live in that area. And then Fudail bin Ayaz rahmatullahi alayhi became known as Abid al-Haramain. Allahu Akbar. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took him from becoming a notorious. So when we make the change and we decide that we want to change, and Allah will change our lives, inshallah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala change us from fault, haram and wrong. Lead us into the direction. فَاتَّقُوا الدُّنْيَا وَاتَّقُوا النِّسَى فَإِنَّ أَوَّلَ فِتْنَةِ بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلَ كَانَ فِي النِّسَى. Fear the dunya, Rasulullah says in the hadith, something like that. Fear the dunya and fear women, because verily the first test to Bani Israel was in women. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala change us. And in conclusion, there's a hadith that comes, مَنْ تَرَكَهُ مَخَافَتِي أَبْدَلْتُهُ إِيمَانًا يَجِدُ حَلَاوَتَهُ فِي قَلْبِهِ. وَكَمَا قَالَ عَلَيْهِ الصَّلَاةُ وَالسَّلَامُ, that person who leaves out and he turns away his gaze from haram and wrong, then I will substitute for him an iman. I will give him an iman, such an iman, the sweetness of iman, which he will feel in his heart. He will feel it in his heart. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the tawfiq and the ability, inshallah. And do not commit haram and wrong. Think of this ayat constantly. Alam ya'lam bi anna Allah yara. Does he not know that Allah is watching? Alam ya'lam bi anna Allah yara. Does he not know that Allah is watching? Because the death can come at any time. Wa anfiqu mimma razaqnakum min qabli an ya'tiya ahadakum al-maut. Spend from that which you have granted you. Min qabli an ya'tiya ahadakum al-maut. Before death come to any one of you. Fayaqul, then he says, Rabbi lawla akhartani ila ajalin qareeb. Oh Allah, grant me a little bit of respite. فَأَصَّدَّقَ وَأَكُمْ مِنَ الصَّالِحِينَ, so that I may be from the righteous, I may be from those who give out sadaqah, and I may be from the righteous. Allah doesn't use the word lam. Allah uses the word lan. هَرْجِزْ نَهِ. Allah will never grant respite. وَلَيْ يُؤَخِّرَ اللَّهُ نَفْسًا إِذَا جَاءَ جَلُوهَا. Allah will never grant respite to any soul. إِذَا جَاءَ جَلُوهَا, when his appointed time comes. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the tawfiq, the ability to practice what has been said, inshallah. Firstly myself, it's easy to talk. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala let it be that I can practice that as well, inshallah, that we can keep away from first haram and wrong and sit in the company of our mashayikh. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanallah wa bihamdihi, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.